wholeness, healing, its nature. This is an EcoHealth information module written by Z. Charneau, March 2001. Heading: Exploring Without Predetermined Limits to Discovery. As a means of limiting what we explore, we limit what we believe we can discover. We extrapolate. We imagine the unknown to only be able to be a little bit different from the known or the familiar. We insist upon the unfamiliar not varying very much from the familiar. We attempt to decide what we're going to discover. We do that partly by asking questions that are small enough. Heading: There is no darkness, only blindness. We grow creep. Whether the variations in the environment we confront challenges us to adapt more swiftly or not, we want to arrest its possible extent of strangeness. We do this by forms of blindness. There is no darkness. There is only blindness. Our world is changing. It is changing swiftly. It requires alertness, awareness, awakening, keenness, and adaptability. Heading: Awareness of consequences versus rules and laws. We want rules. We want laws. We seek certainty. We don't want to simply understand how things work. We want to guard. We want to protect. We want to preserve. We want to keep. We want to have. We want to hold. We want to conserve the order we already have learned to value, rather than to submit the order we already embody, the resources we already have, in exploration of what more there may be to gain. Heading: The limitation and closure of fear. That form of limiting, of closure, of changing what we observe in the process of observing it, is begotten of fear. Heading: The path of descent versus the path of ascent. Explore openness, explore allowing, explore yielding, explore receiving, explore accepting. Explore the belief that we derive our possible experiences from our beliefs, rather than deriving our beliefs from our experience. One is a path of descent. One is a path of ascent. Heading: We derive our experience from our belief. If we believe that we derive our beliefs from our experiences, the show-me orientation, when we really derive our experiences from our beliefs, our experience is always a smaller and smaller subset of the possible. When we believe that we derive our experience from our beliefs, we stretch the imagination to see the evidence of the possible. We abstract the possible elements from the experience we have. We explore with our beliefs. Heading: Consequences versus rewards and punishments. Can we be more concerned with the real consequences of our life adventure than with the conjured rules of rewards and punishments? Conjured rules of rewards and punishments are for those without the courage to accept a greater nobility of their nature. Heading: Continuous functioning versus once and for all efforts. We seem to want to make once-and-for-all efforts. We want certificates, diplomas, and blue ribbons. Marriage is an agreement to combine your explorations of nearness. It is a continuous function, not a certified relationship. Learning is a commitment of effort to observe, perhaps to measure, to experiment, to explore. A diploma doesn't make us certified knowers. Learning continues, lifetime after lifetime. Heading: Becoming a human versus running a race. A life is a sprint. It isn't only the running there is to do. Becoming a runner is a greater goal than a single finish line for a single race. Heading, being, more than doing. Being is its own justification. Parts of the universe are connected and processed by means of our existence and by means of our evolution. Heading, self is the only sin. We seem to be enchanted by finish lines. We need to be universal functionaries, committed to be useful. We don't exist in our own behalf. Self is the only sin. Everything we call sin can be seen to be the attempt to live in our own behalf. Heading, to relate. Life and intelligence have the same function, to relate more, to more extensively, and more appropriately. Heading, no ultimates. There are no ultimates. There are no finalities. There is no perfection. There are no finish lines. We must simply be committed to enhancing the order and the beauty of our own nature and of the environment we inhabit. Seek to be universal functionaries. God isn't all that is, except you. God doesn't commence outside the boundaries of your skin. God permeates and penetrates all that is, including you. Open to it, allow it, yield to it, receive it, accept it. Accept the divinity within you. Express the divinity within you. Combine the divinity within you with the divinity within others.